The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, London is going full Floyd only a few weeks after the absolute disaster that was the Notting Hill Carnival, or the Notting Hill Circus, as it would be more accurately described as, because, as we know, people can never know peace. Even in a period of national mourning for the Queen, we can only have one crisis after another. People can never rest, because otherwise how is the glorious revolution supposed to go forward? And the reason that London has gone full Floyd is because there was the shooting of a supposedly unarmed black man in London by the police force, presumably a white police officer doing the shooting, of course. And because English racial dynamics are the exact same as American racial dynamics,
we don't have to do any thinking. We don't have to ask any questions. What happened is a white police officer said, oh my God, it's one of those N's, and just shot him while he was in Argos. Presumably,
yep.
Just shopping away with his family and three kids.
He was standing there, he was looking at the shelves, he picked something up, and she just assumed, oh, black man stealing, and shot.
That's
just
it, yep.
Open fire immediately.
It's horrific.
I like that I'm also assuming that the police officer was she. Women police officers and their happy trigger fingers, ooh.
Although to say that, when I was in Afghanistan, there was a guy there who did firearms training.
Oh, for
the police. And he did tell me there were quite a few officers who passed through, and they only passed through because of the diversity characteristics. They weren't actually qualified, and they were actually worried that they would end up killing a member of the public. So maybe, I don't know.
Very interesting, very interesting. But the most details that we've got at the moment are about this man who was shot, Chris Cabber. The details seem to still be coming out, which makes it all the more spectacular that you've already got people from London protesting and calling for non-violent protests, yes, but also those calling for violent protests and going out and murdering police officers in the streets. So let's go through this. So Chris Cabber, who was due to become a father within months, which immediately absolves him of any wrongdoing that he might have been involved in at the time, died after a police chase that ended in Streatham Hill, South London, on Monday night.
Wasn't in Argos.
It wasn't in Argos. No, it was after a police chase where he was in a car that was registered to someone that wasn't him, and the person it was registered to had 5 firearms offences under his name. So, and instead of pulling over to speak to the police, this man had instead decided to run from them. Seems like a perfectly non-suspicious, innocent person.
That would increase your risk of death.
Yes, he was a 23-year-old rapper known as Madix, or Mad Itch, who was part of the MOBO, don't ask me what that is, I know music, but even I don't know what MOBO is, nominated drill group, I put that in quotation marks because that's not all they were, and we'll get onto that in a bit, 67 or 67. I don't know which one it's supposed to be. In a statement, the Met said that it recognises the devastating and lasting impact of this tragic incident will have, and the shooting is being investigated by the IOPC, as is standard in deaths following police contact. So that's most of the information that we've got out at the moment. And in fact, the Met police are facing so much criticism over this that they themselves are calling for the body cam footage of the killing to be released to the public so that we can get more information. Because as it stands right now, that general information that we just got there is most of what we know.
Yep.
So
well, I'm all happy for the body cam footage to be released.
I always recommend it.
Yeah. With American justice, you actually do very quickly get the body cam footage. You can see what happens in the courtroom. Like, it's very transparent, whereas over here it's usually not.
Yeah, because just because I'm going to be casting some doubts over the general innocence of this person as we go on, it's not to say that there was no police wrongdoing throughout this. And if there was, then the body cam footage will show that. And if there wasn't, the body cam footage will clear it up. And I'm sure if the body cam footage clears it up, people around London will, you know, put down their pitchforks, put down their placards saying, we demand racial justice now, and go home and forget about the whole thing.
Whereas if the police are entirely in the wrong, utterly condemn.
Yeah, of course.
But I am always annoyed that it's never a Rosa Parks incident, is it? I mean, this is something like the civil rights movement did very well. Like, they got a situation where it was obvious that the individual was in the right, they'd done nothing wrong, and it was like, well, we can run this case to get, you know, political justice. Whereas, you know, a guy running away in a car with multiple firearms offences registered to the owner of the car...
makes you cast doubt.
It's never Rosa Parks.
No, it's never Rosa Parks. But in this, it's got a little bit more information. So the police chase started when the Audi Mr. Cabell was driving activated a police ANPR system, which is an automatic flagging system, which flagged the Audi he was in as having been investigated as part of a firearms incident. At least 5 police vehicles and a helicopter were involved in the chase. And it's quite interesting when you see interviews with the people around the area that this was based in saying, you know, oh, I heard a massive crash from outside, and then I listened out and I heard a helicopter flying around, which isn't a particularly unusual sound you hear in this neighborhood. That's not good. That's not a good thing to hear when police chases are going on frequently in your neighborhood. Yeah, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, said the decision by Met Police Officer Sir Mark Rowley, so he's a sir as well, according to this, the Commissioner, Sir Mark Rowley, to suspend the officer was a really important decision, which he fully supported. However, a report in the Telegraph said other firearms officers were dismayed by the suspension and are considering handing their guns in after the events around the Queen's funeral, because... as you would imagine, it's quite demoralizing to just be doing your jobs and then told you're an awful human being for just doing your job and trying to maintain law and order. Not that the British police are particularly good at that at the best of times, but must be quite demoralizing.
It's weird how they get it wrong almost all the time. Like, the police are there to uphold the law and to do it correctly. And when it comes, I mean, like, Crime Watch does a great job of exposing just the police not upholding the law, just taking it into their own hands for no goddamn reason.
Yeah, and
getting sued.
Bowing down to race and gender ideology as well, never a good thing. You know, we're not ones to completely absolve the British police of any wrongdoing in situations.
But if in a situation where, you know, if the fellow officers are also like, we've seen the footage and it's fine, and yet the guy gets suspended. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, they always get it wrong, it seems.
Yeah, because even if he was unarmed, the police, the body cam footage will show what was actually going on, because unarmed does not necessarily mean not dangerous to himself, the police, or civilians, especially when he's behind the wheel of a car.
Could you have a reasonable suspicion, reason for shooting him?
And it doesn't mean that he wasn't in the middle of or about to commit a crime. And Dominique Samuels has commented on this as well, and she actually seems to have got witness statements, and I don't know exactly where she got these witness statements from, but if you just scroll down... Oh yeah, apparently she's saying that he was also about 6 months after getting out of prison as well. So, completely innocent guy.
Yeah, another Rosa Parks.
Yes. If we scroll down here, she's got some tweets where she's saying that witnesses were saying that the guy in the car had a lot of opportunities to stop, but he refused. He then started driving towards a police car and smashed into it, then reversed. He wouldn't stop the vehicle. I heard one shot. From what I could see, he could have killed one of the officers with his car. I don't understand why he didn't stop. So, she says, it's not as clear-cut as some may think. Only the investigation outcome will determine whether police acted correctly or not. But if it does, if the investigation shows that they acted correctly, if the body cam footage shows exactly what these witnesses are saying, people won't care. People will not care.
Certain people.
Well, I mean, the fact that we've got such limited information and people are already on the streets protesting and some are calling for violence says it all, really, because if we go to the next one, we've got Sky News talking to members of the family who are obviously upset, understandably so, saying that they need to go for protests, and credit to where it's due, these people are calling for non-violent protests. They recognise that if they protest violently, it will kind of undermine the point of what they're trying to say. But when you go out and protest, you know, people calling for non-violence aren't going to be in control of the massive crowds that show up, are they?
Sure. I don't get the point in protesting when you don't know the facts.
Well, that's the big thing, isn't it? But they're going to anyway. Grievances, my bro.
Yep.
Grievances. And then we've got others calling for outright violence. Like this man, a London-based rapper called Sneakbo, issuing a clear threat of violence against the police. So let's hear what this man has to say in his own words.
If I get robbed or if I get stabbed or shot, whatever, I'm quick to retaliate on another black man. We're quick to retaliate on another black man. But now, the feds, or every time the feds kill one of us, we're begging, we're going to march and ask why. We're asking for answers. I'm seeing gangsters tweeting the Met Police saying we want answers. Huh? Nah, this shit's fucked. Man needs to go bang out on the feds, just like man will ride to the op block and bang out on the ops, yeah? Because the feds are the real ops. So you see when you two, when you lot see two driving past later on, I didn't say do nothing, but yeah.
Definitely not calling for violence. He said he didn't say do nothing, so he's not calling for violence. He's just asking for gangster justice, also reinforcing the idea that when it's black gangsters killing other black gangsters, that's absolutely fine. But when it's white police officers killing black people, then there's somehow there's an imaginary line that's been crossed, whether or not the man was in the process of committing a crime or not.
You do expect the police to do a better job than gangsters, obviously, but it's the fact of, like, well, was the killing wrong? That's the question. Mm. And you don't know.
And that's
and
the thing.
And you're just like, yeah, well, we'll just start killing people then, I guess.
To the people living within these subcultures, sadly, law and order and retributive justice and all these sorts of things mean nothing. The only thing that matters is going out and being a massive gangbanger.
Yeah.
Which gets them cred on the street. And let's remember what happened the last time there were London protests over something like this back in 2011.
Fiery, but mostly peaceful. I can already see the image there.
mostly peaceful missiles thrown at police officers. You know, this was after the killing of a Mark Duggan by the police, a man who was in possession of a gun and was supposedly committing a crime. But before the facts came out, people went and rioted anyway. So this is the sort of thing that tends to happen in these sorts of things. But I think it's interesting to look into the background of this person as well, this Chris Cabba, this Mad Itch, as he was referred to as. And obviously, when I go through this information, I'm not saying that if the police footage comes out and the police were acting terribly, the information that I'm going to put forward does not justify the killing, but it does add some background and suggest that perhaps this man was not as innocent as some would have you believe. So, for instance, that MOBO-nominated drill group 67 that he was a part of was not just a drill group, they were an active gang. So big surprise,
or
right?
A Serbian music band situation.
Yes, one of those sorts of situations where they were operating around the Brixton Hill area in London, and they were getting into a lot of gang wars over territory with people in the surrounding areas, mostly over postcodes. It all seems very tribally based to me. So the group has been labelled a criminal gang by the police and has had several shows shut down, including their first UK tour after it sold out due to controversial Form 696. Members have been given ASBOs and prevented from performing as a result, at which point they just put on a mask and changed their name so that the police wouldn't be able to just automatically arrest them. They've been arrested numerous times for drug trafficking. And in 2018, 67 was identified as running 5 county lines to neighbouring counties. 16 affiliates of the group were arrested in July 2019 and sentenced to a total of 61 years. In 2019, LD, a member called Scribbs, and ASAP were jailed for 4.5 years, each for their involvement in county lines drug dealing. LD was released in November of 2020. So, you know, they've been involved in drug trafficking. You can condemn that morally, but you might be able to say, oh, well, it's non-violent. So what's the problem there? Why, you know, that doesn't justify anything. But then the next link, this was something that our editor Rory sent to me to give a little bit of background between this group. If you scroll down so we can see the title of this, John, it's The Deadly War That Started UK Drill 67 versus 150. And these are the gangs that mainly surrounded the opening of this subgenre in the UK London-based music scene. And just to give a few of the greatest hits of these two gangs and their interactions with one another.
My dad is a drug dealer.
Yeah, yeah. None of you have the balls to stop him. So the entire genre became known in the UK after 67. The group that Cabba was involved in were part of a gang war where literally 15-year-old kids were being murdered at their school by rival gangs just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And interestingly enough, I was actually in Brixton Hill a few months ago, the area that this gang operates out of. And I found it very interesting because while I was there, I went into a corner shop. And then came out of the corner shop and waited for some friends of mine.
Loads of drugs.
Yeah, waited for some friends of mine to come out of the shop as well. I was just waiting on the street corner. And then this gang, literal gang of young kids, maybe young teenagers, with what appeared to be an older gentleman leading them, all went in and started robbing this shop. And given the given the location that I was in and the information that I've learnt researching this, I can only assume I've actually had the personal encounter with 67.
You sure it wasn't the Pied Piper and his children he's just bringing along?
Shockingly enough, I don't think I was involved in a fairy tale that was going on. In fact, I think I was involved in what appeared to be a gang robbery, probably by 67.
England's become a lot less magical.
It really has, hasn't it? And then Itch himself, Chris Cabba, released songs like this back in 2017 called Brook It, in which the lyrics are not posturing, where he says the song opens with, and this turns into a repeating motif throughout the track, F around and get smoked. And as far as I'm aware, these sorts of songs that they were writing were not necessarily just, oh, I'm a big man and here's my fantasy of what I would do if I was really living. No, these are actual tales of the sorts of things that they were getting up to and involved in. These gangs have been involved in numerous murders throughout their existence.
I mean, look, all the machete attacks we see are coming from nowhere.
And interestingly, you can see he's wearing a mask in this. And the reason for that is that the masks and the aliases are so the police can't use these songs and videos as evidence, which suggests to me that the lyrical content of them might be incriminating as well. Very interesting. So I've actually been quite interested researching this, and if you'd be interested in learning more about the London gang violence scene, our own Rory had an interview with Sheldon Thomas, who was a former gang member and founder of an organisation called Gangsline, which is providing support to those trying to get out of the gang scene in these sub-areas of London, which, you know, good work to the guy, but it provides a number of insights about the sorts of scenes that these people come from. And just as a last one, here's a spot the difference for you in this next link, where it's pointing out the differences between the protests going on at over the death of Chris Cabba, which once again, very little information has been released regarding it. Most of what's going around seems to be hearsay, versus the people mourning the death of the Queen.
Yeah, I believe that's when the news broke, just yes. Aside. And they're singing God Save the King.
Interesting difference that you can notice here. But yes, so that's London going full Floyd at the moment. If any more information comes out of it, certainly if the investigation reveals that the shooting was justified and that this man will be taken off. Oh, yeah, John's pointing out a car can be classed as a deadly weapon, obviously, you know. Big
Trunko piece of prove that.
Yes. So if it turns out that the shooting was justified, and that the police officer will be taken off his suspension and back on the streets, expect violence in the streets of London. I'm just going to say it. Expect violence in the streets of London. And yeah, I hope it doesn't come to that, but I guess we'll see what happens.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium hangouts we do with premium members on Europe's only indigenous people. Only the Sami, trust me. If you want to follow what else we're putting out, you can follow me on Getter at Callum on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.